Hello, I'm John Percy from the Department of Astronomy and Astrophysics and Dunlop Institute at the University of Toronto. Welcome to my poster on RU-CHEM, The Reluctant Cepheid. So back in the 1960s, I was a graduate student at the University of Toronto. Our main observing facilities were a 74-inch spectroscopic telescope and a couple of smaller photometric telescopes. My co-supervisor was Don Fernie, a great expert on variable stars, and one of my fellow graduate students was Serge Demers, who was working with Don on the topic of population 2 Cepheid variable stars. And back in 1965-66, Serge Demers and Don Fernie made a remarkable discovery, and that is that RU-CHEM, the population 2 Cepheid, had suddenly stopped pulsating. At least almost. Now, this is a pretty rare phenomenon, but coincidentally, about two decades later, my graduate student Armando Arellano discovered that Polaris, which is a four-day Cepheid variable, had done the same thing. It had stopped pulsating, almost. That's another story. So in the present poster, I have done the following. I've called attention to this unusual star, RU-CHEM. I presented some background on this star because it was intensively observed after it stopped pulsating. I've analyzed some data from the All-Sky Automated Survey for Supernovae, colloquially called ASSASSIN, to confirm what the period is and to confirm that the amplitude is significantly variable as it was found previously. I've also analyzed the existing AAVSO data with mixed results. So for instance, it turns out to be too sparse to do O-C analysis to follow the changes in the period. But most important, I've urged that AAVSO observers should systematically observe this star to understand its present behavior, wandering period, variable amplitude, maybe even its return to large amplitude pulsation, who knows? And I've suggested that one useful thing that AAVSO observers can do is to systematically observe stars like RU-CHEM that have unusual behavior or unusual properties. So thank you very much for stopping by to see my poster. I hope you're well. Thank you.